name's Gareth Kay. I'm the LCB franchise director for Motors Commercials. Well, I've worked for the business about 15 years now, and I was delighted from our senior team to be asked to talk to you on the subject of talk to us as part of our mental health and well-being subjects. It's a subject that's close to my heart, and this podcast today is just part of a message that's crucial for creating a supportive and empathetic work environment. We should all be encouraging our colleagues to be open and willing to talk about their problems and concerns, be that be work-related or personal or even family issues. So I can hear you asking the obvious question, why is it so crucial for employees to feel so comfortable, and why is it key that they're happy to share their problems and concerns? Well, there's benefits for the individuals, there's benefits for the person doing the listening, and also there's benefits for the company and their wider colleagues. For the individuals, it's a chance to share. I know it's an old saying, but a problem shared is definitely a problem halved in most cases. And to be able to seek both counsel and sometimes just a shoulder to lean or even cry on in tough times. And for the person doing the listening, helping someone, even if it is just by listening, can be immensely rewarding. And obviously for the company, when employees feel safe and supported in expressing their problems and concerns, we can create a foundation on which we can build trust within the wider organisation. In all of these pieces, open communication can lead to increased well-being and mental health improvements. It can lead to better collaboration at work. We can find better solutions to problems, and overall, everybody has much higher job satisfaction. It can help identify and address issues before they become major obstacles, and provides the real opportunity for personal growth as well as business growth and development. Well, this all sounds great, right? But with our fast-paced world, the pressure of customers who all want everything yesterday, the pressure of keeping up to the massively high standards with which we have to operate these days, and of course, when you're not at work, the non-stop pressure of family, whether that be kids, siblings, parents, partners, and their health and well-being, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, and often neglecting our own personal well-being as a consequence. Ignoring that can have a direct effect, not just on you, but on the well-being of those people around you that you care for. And this can often manifest itself in ways we don't even notice. But today, I'm going to encourage you to take a step back, listen and share. If you're a manager or team leader and you want to foster open communication with your team, you can create a supportive work environment that helps us both thrive. How can you encourage your colleagues to be more open and be willing to talk about problems and concerns? Well, first, as an individual, you need to lead by example. So don't be afraid to share your own challenges and demonstrate vulnerability if it's there. That way we can create a safe space and people feel comfortable to do the same. Secondly, active listening is crucial. It involves giving you full attention, which is really difficult, and anybody who works for or with me knows how difficult that is for me. But showing that empathy and validating the experiences of our colleagues makes it worthwhile. This will encourage people to open up. Their trust and concerns will be heard and they'll feel like that they're understood. And last of all, is to try and make the time an opportunity for these conversations to happen. As I said, I appreciate everybody's busy. I appreciate the pressure we're all under, but I encourage you to try and grab a cuppa and have 10 minutes with people you feel you can trust and share or listen as you need to. This also leads me on to the second point. We as a senior team need to make sure we create the opportunity for these conversations to happen and to encourage people to make sure they have regular check-ins with their teams and with colleagues, especially if you think they might have something on their mind. If you have an interest in more formal levels of this kind of thing, the company would happily support mental health first aid training for those that are interested. All you need to do is ask your local HR person if you are. Well, this all sounds great, right? But I know we're in the motor trade, and with this often macho image, some colleagues are hesitant to share problems or concerns due to fear of judgment or repercussions. Well, all I can say is you've got to try and bridge it. You know, you must have trust in those around you that they will give you support. You should try it, and I think you might be surprised. Motors as a business and your colleagues and your managers definitely take your well-being seriously. And if this is too far outside your comfort zone, there are people with formal training in your departments. Reach out to your people champion. They often can help. There's a company text line if you feel in real crisis, and that's used on a regular basis by some of your colleagues, and they're provided with the kind of specialist support and help they need. Of course, there are also professional groups outside of the company, like the Samaritans were trained to help. So don't be afraid to reach out. As someone who's lost two friends to suicide in the last year alone, I hope that if at least one person take something from this podcast and this month's message, then it's job done. Please remember, this kind of communication is a continuous process, and it requires ongoing effort, understanding and empathy. By prioritising communication and well-being, we can make a better and happier place for us all to work and have better and happier people all around us. Thanks for listening.